Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
This week, we unlock economic opportunity to the tune of a brand new song. Hello again, everybody. Welcome into the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce made possible by our friends at High Country Radio and Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber. We thank you for the download. Thanks for your continued subscriptions. Remember, you can find Mind Your Business anywhere you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest business news as it relates to Boone and the High Country as we use this to talk about bigger picture things that are going on economically in our community. Of course, so much of our conversation has been about the COVID recovery. We are getting completely away from that today. So enjoy what we've got coming up. We are going to talk a bit more about the Antlers and Acorns Songwriters Festival. We touched on this back a few weeks ago. This event, September 9th through the 11th, a three-day songwriters festival. And we'll get into the nuanced differences of that in a little bit as well. But this is an opportunity to put Boone and the High Country on that Arts as a Destination showcase platform once again. So we have talked at length before about the fact that this area lends itself so well to every aspect of what the arts has to offer. Everything from performance, things like App Summer, what we'll see in the Appalachian Theater now that that facility is open and getting ready to reopen and have events again very soon, to the visual opportunities that we have here. People that come to a place like Cheap Joe's art stuff here in the community and take classes and refine their craft. This area lends itself well to arts and arts entertainment. And that's really what Antlers and Acorns is designed to bring out even more. This Songwriters Festival is an opportunity to have audience members meet and become very familiar with some of the songwriters that have written the stories of our lives, right? Everybody's got that song that they identify with. It's like, that artist is inside my head, right? So this opportunity gives you a chance to be a little closer to those folks, to interact with them on a little deeper level, and to enjoy and appreciate the music that has been written by some and performed by themselves, or written by some folks and performed by others. But the opportunity to hear that in the moment and have the intimacy of a festival. You know, festivals are great because you get to rub elbows with the people that you're going to watch on the stage that night. So we've got this opportunity coming to us in September. We're going to get an update on where things are with ticket sales and with sponsorship opportunities and all of those things. But also, we're unveiling the next artist on the list. So Working Title Farm is putting on the Antlers and Acorns Boone Songwriters Festival. Sherry Smith has been updating their social media constantly with new artists. Bob McAdam was a big one this week. We've got another one that we are unveiling on the podcast this week. And we're not going to spoil the surprise. It's definitely somebody you've heard of. You have tapped your toe to many of his tunes, some of those that he has recorded himself, but again, others that he has written for folks that you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes total sense. I remember the first time I heard him perform live, and the second that I heard his voice and the style of his music, I thought, I know he writes songs for this other person over here. And lo and behold, get on the Google, and there it was right there. So that is exactly what Antlers and Acorns is going to be all about, and we look forward to that festival. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute with Sherry Smith and our surprise musical guest. First things first, a couple chamber housekeeping items. As we record this on Thursday the 15th, you have less than 48 hours to get your nominations in for our fifth annual 4 Under 40 Awards. This, again, a showcase of emerging talent in our business community here. You can nominate folks over four different categories. We've got business owners, the rising star, that person that doesn't own the business but needs to be recognized for their contribution inside the workplace, nonprofit business professionals, and education professionals. If you know somebody that qualifies for one of those four categories, you can head to boonechamber.com. We've got the online nomination form on the website. Fill in a little bit of biographical information. Don't feel like you got to go too deep. If we get a nomination, we'll research the folks ourselves. But mainly, we just want to make sure that they're going to be under 40 years old on May 11th, which is the date that we will hold this event at the Appalachian Theater. It's one of the first events that they'll have there. So we're awfully excited about that. So again, 4 under 40 nominations due by the end of business on Friday. All right. So That's all the chamber housekeeping that you're going to get, because we're just so excited to get this surprise musical guest. I feel like this is like now a podcast version and kind of this nerdy chamber version of Saturday Night Live, right? You know, we'll turn around and we'll say, and now it's time for whoever. So just listen for a few more minutes. You'll get the big reveal. Thanks for joining us as we talk Antlers and Acorns, the Boone Songwriters Festival, coming in September.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you again by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson joining you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned before the break, it is time to check in on the Antlers and Acorns Boone Songwriters Festival. This event coming up in September of this year. A lot of momentum around this. Folks have been seeing the release of different artists and different sponsors, and we thought it would be a great opportunity to check in kind of midway here with Sherry Smith with Working Title Farm, the organizer of this festival and the local boots on the ground. Has been very, very busy here over the last few weeks. And Sherry, we welcome you back to the program. You're part of the repeat offenders crew now. So your second
Thank
guest
you.
Appearance here. We'll send the t-shirt and letter jacket in the mail to you soon. But first off, just kind of give us the general overview. It's been a few weeks since we've talked to you. What's new with the festival? What have you got ironed out in terms of details now for this event that's coming up here in September?
Well, it's been really exciting. So everybody's participating all over town, and my phone rings all day long, and we're announcing our songwriters on the on our Facebook page, and the website is getting up and rolling, and so you know I get lots of calls, lots of suggestions on people's favorite songwriter all over town. You know, Boone is not shy about asking me telling me who they want me to get, and it's just going really well. Tickets, VIP tickets are for sale. Hotel rooms are being booked, and it's fun to see it all come together.
Sherry, I know you just mentioned ticket sales a moment ago. You put VIP tickets on sale just last week. Give us an update on kind of the initial response, but then also real quickly, how people can get access to that, because that, as we'll talk about more in detail later, that is truly all access, special seating, great access and visibility to all features within this weekend.
It is, yeah. So you know, you're guaranteed a spot at all the venues, and preferred seating at the ticketed events, preferred seating at the non-ticketed events. You get to come and hang out in the VIP lounge where songwriters will be also hanging out. You get some free merch and other things, and a couple of meet and greets, and truly all access.
Well, we always enjoy a good meet and greet at a festival or at a concert, and you like to know who you're going to meet. And one of the great things about this today is that we get to unveil one of the next artists that is going to be heavily featured throughout this, a name that you recognize. He'll start things off on Thursday. He'll have a concert on Friday. He is no stranger to Boone, as a matter of fact. Radney Foster is on the line with us here today as well. Radney, we are awfully excited about you coming in and being a part of this festival in its first year, and just again bringing you back to the high country where you are known to spend a day or two.
I am, so indeed.
Welcome.
Thanks so much, David. Absolutely, Sherry. It's good to hear your voice. Boone is kind of special to me. When I got hornswoggled into working with Working Title Farm, which is a long story and a great one, but I'll save that for later. I came up to Boone and stayed in Sherry's guest cabin, and you know, we edited my book across the kitchen table from one another. And that's about, you know, I've had many, many authors who have told me that, you know, they don't get that kind of opportunity. And so being a brand new at trying to write prose fiction, you know, it was a very good thing and a wonderful learning curve. And so I have since, you know, twisted Sherry's arms on several occasions to say, you know, hey, I'm going to be on the East Coast. Can I come stay in your cabin and write songs for a couple of days before I go back to the chaos of Nashville? And she has obliged me on several occasions. And I also get a chance to go fly fishing, which is one of my other loves. And there's plenty of that around Boone. So
I was about to say, we can scratch all of those itches for you in just one visit. So, yeah. You know, just know the door is always open. Radney, you touched on something a moment ago that I think is one of the unique elements to this festival. Again, Antlers and Acorns in September is a songwriters festival. So with that, right, certainly comes music, but it gives the opportunity for fans of music and fans of certain writers to really connect with those folks and begin to understand the emotion that comes into writing a song. Can you touch on what that process is like? I know that it's got to be similar, I'm sure, in some cases to also laying out your emotions and writing a book, but just the conjuring up those emotions and putting them to song has got to be an amazing process to be a part of.
Well, I think I have had the good fortune of having had a lot of people record my songs in addition to my own hits that were on the radio back when my hair was brown. I've had the good fortune that other people have recorded a lot of my songs, and people always say, oh, did you write that for, you know, the Dixie Chicks, or did you write that for Sarah Evans, or, you know, whoever had, you know, had the hit with it? And I always say, no, I didn't. I wrote it for myself, or I wrote it about my son, or I wrote it about my wife, or, you know, a bad experience in college, or, you know, it was always came from a personal place. It just turned out that I had the good fortune to write it openly enough, open-ended enough that artist felt like they could, you know, put themselves in that song. And that's always a joy. But it really, I think, as a songwriter, that's what you're looking to do. Is you may be writing it about your own personal experiences and sort of go digging around in your heart and soul, but you have to write it such that when it comes through the speakers, that whoever the listener is can go, wow, how did that guy get in my living room? How did he know how I felt? And it's because we have lots of common experiences as human beings. And so that's, I think that's sort of the whole job description, really. And the cool thing about a songwriter festival like Antlers and Acorns is you're going to get to hear a song that you've maybe known for 20 years, you know, that's a big hit that you've heard on the radio lots of times. And you're going to get to hear the guy or the gal who wrote it tell the story of how it was inspired and what it was that they were going through, and then turn around and sing the song. And that's a really magical experience. It always is for me as a fan, just as a music fan, sitting in a room, you know, where it's intimate enough that, you know, a theater like the App Theater, or in a bar with 120 people where you can hear a pin drop, you know, because it's so focused on that storytelling aspect of the song. And then they do that song. The it's electric when, you know, the thunderous applause that happens after something like that happens is a really electric feeling. And some of my, you know, I get to play maybe two or three songwriter festivals a year, and they're always some of my funnest gigs. And but to be involved with this one and it being the first year, you know, is going to be a real joy.
I forgot to mention that in the VIP package, if you buy a VIP ticket and you get into an argument with your significant other, Radney will come to your house and sing Nobody Wins. It's in his contract. He will do that. So, you know, yeah, you really want to get one of those tickets.
That is funny. Radney Foster, Sherry Smith joining us here on Mind Your Business this morning. We're talking about Antlers and Acorns. Radney Foster just announced he is one of the featured artists, songwriters, and performers here at Antlers and Acorns coming up the weekend of September 11th in Boone. And Sherry, real quick, before we go to break, you know, I think Radney hit on so many things there, the emotion of pouring yourself into a song, whether you record that, whether somebody else records that. But it's that emotion that makes Songwriters Festival so much fun, because as you've experienced in Key West and are trying to bring this model to Boone, it's about having people connect with the artist and it could be the artist is the one that writes it, of saying, yes, you can take me back to a time, a place, a feeling, a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be. And you can have that emotional swell, and to have that in such an intimate environment, that's got to lead to a lot of great possibilities for people to truly appreciate the songs themselves, not just the way they sound.
Yeah. I think a great example of that is Don Henry, who has, written just, amazing hits that everybody knows for other people. And, he's going to be here. And when you hear Don, there is something about his voice. Radney and I've talked about it many times. He writes a song he wrote called Harley. There's something about his voice that you just can't help but tear up. It's just so sweet. And it's all about, this baby, who's the sidecar, got off of a motorcycle, and he ended up adopted by a farmer and then finds his original family. It's this crazy song, but it's so sweet. And when you hear it from Don, who wrote it, it takes on an extra meaning because it's just so dear. I don't think Don was in a motorcycle, but you believe him.
I'll ask him next time.
Yeah, let's do. Let's ask him. Yeah.
Song of my origin story would not be that interesting. I just don't know if you would get much past the second verse there. So, we will take a break. We're going to continue with Radney Foster, Sherry Smith. We'll talk Antlers and Acorns, some specifics about events Thursday and Friday that will feature Radney Foster, and plenty more to come with this event that is going to be here in the High Country before you know it. Mind Your Business This morning is an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Are you interested in getting the COVID-19 vaccine? Do you have questions about the vaccine? The COVID-19 vaccine is available locally, and all of the approved vaccines are safe and effective in preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death. When you get a vaccine, you are protecting yourself and our local community from further spread of COVID-19. Show your love and get a COVID-19 vaccine. To learn more, visit apphealthcare.com or call 828-795-1970. You have a spot. Take your shot.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber visiting with newly announced performer / songwriter for Antlers and Acorns, Radney Foster. Also Sherry Smith with Working Title Farm, the organizer of this Songwriters Festival coming to Boone again the weekend of September 11th. Mark it down on your calendar. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, filled with music, a great showcase event here in the High Country that will not only showcase songwriting, but also performers, and just show just how dialed into the arts this area is. And we'll have many, many more details to share as we go throughout the rest of the spring and summer, building up to this first installment of what we know will be a long-running series here in the High Country. So with all that said, Sherry, I know we get this started with a big Thursday night show. And now that Radney is officially out there as one of the participants, what can you tell us about, some of the marquee events with the festival that people can get excited about now?
Yeah. So it starts with Thursday evening, and we're going to, Radney will host a show of stories and songs by Guy Clark. Everyone on the stage will have worked with Guy, met Guy, also Towns, Chris Buhalis, who's going to be there, was a good friend of Towns Van Zandt. And so they're going to do about an hour of Guy's songs and tell some stories about Guy. Jamie Lynn Wilson is also going to be on the stage. Really, really excited about this. And then we'll take a little break, and then we'll show the documentary by our good friend Tamara Saviano and her husband Paul Whitfield, Without Getting Killed or Caught, which is the documentary of Guy's life. Tamara also wrote the book about Guy, a longtime manager of Guy and friend. On Friday night it's going to be so much fun. It's Radney with a full band, and I'll let Radney talk about what a band it is, but it's out at Boonshine, and we are so excited about this. It will be the one event that's kind of, we're rocking out. It's really a lot of fun, and When you're good friends with somebody, you get to abuse the friendship and suggest songs for the song list. And I might have done that a little bit. I might have done it a lot. So I'm gonna take credit for some of those choices, particularly the ones from Del Rio, which everybody talks about so much because that's kind of packed. But anyway, that's on Friday night at Boonshine, and then all day Saturday. All day Saturday is all over downtown Boone. Just every bar and restaurant you can think of, there'll be songwriters. You can go from place to place and you look at the schedule, decide who you want to see.
They're all free too, by the way.
They are free, yes. Radney will take a minute because it's 9/11, and Radney will sing his song Angel Flight at the memorial so that we remember. And you know, there are a couple of other special events that we're going to announce this week. Actually, some fun things that you get to participate in with songwriters that don't have anything to do with music. And then Saturday night is a big headline show that I'm not announcing yet. You'll have to have me back on so I can do that. That's still a surprise. And the after party, the big jam, is that'll rock out too. I guess we have two big rock out events,
pretty much.
Which is Behind Lost Province, the stage we're creating Behind Lost Province, and just going to be so much fun. Where we don't know who's going to take the stage, we don't know what they're going to sing, and neither does the band. They're not particularly happy about that, but that's the way it is.
they're so capable, it will not be.
They are capable. Yeah, I'll let Radney talk about the band he's got for Friday night.
Yeah, so that's Friday. Just to confirm the dates again, this is Thursday the 9th, Friday the 10th, Saturday the 11th of September. So make sure that these dates are on your calendar. So Radney, take us inside your Boonshine experience.
The biggest thing is Eric Erdman is a phenomenal guitar player and a singer-songwriter in his own right from Mobile, Alabama. And he, I'm sure, is going to have a slot on Saturday somewhere. But he also is a really phenomenal producer and band leader, and he's put together just crackerjack individuals, and he's phenomenal guitar player. And then, but he also recruited my former guitar player, Mike McAdam, and Mike has played with everyone from Steve Earle, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Chris Knight, myself, Foster and Lloyd. I mean, he's just had a storied career as a sideman in people's bands and on records. I mean, he's recorded hundreds of songs, many, many, you know, hits on the radio have his guitar playing on it. And so to have those two guys, and then we all put our foot down and told Sherry Smith that she had to get up and sing harmony. She is often reticent to do that. But one of the unknown things about her to the public is she is a really, really great harmony singer. And so I told her I wasn't doing the show unless she sang harmony. She stomped her feet, but she agreed. So there you go.
Well, hey, and we've seen this on display in Boone before. You sang harmony for a while at the Farm City Banquet a couple of years ago, right?
On a couple of songs. What Radney usually does this time, I have the song list. What he usually does is, if you'll just get up and sing California with me, I won't make you sing anything else. And then when I'm up there, he says, "Oh, just stay up here, and here are four more we're going
to
do."
So. I seem to remember that you were held against your will there for a while.
I was,
but you handled it well. So, excellent. Well, this is such an exciting thing coming up. Obviously, a great showcase for the High Country. Sherry, you mentioned that you've got hotel packages available for folks and hotels that have signed on to partner with the festival. I think that's the other thing that this really brings out, is an opportunity for this to be a destination event. Again, you've seen what this has done for a place like Key West. I'm sure the opportunity a few years down the road from now to have a similar kind of set your calendar by it type festival here in Boone, centered around something that, again, people can really dig into and be a part of, is part of what the easy early sell is to this right now in terms of getting people up here.
Yeah, it's really fun. And you know, the hotels have been so cooperative and so wonderful and welcoming us and wanting to work with us. And so, you know, I'm encouraging everybody to get their hotel room quickly, you know, so that they get to, because almost all of them, you can walk to wherever you want to go. And that's even more fun because you're outside and, you know, the way that Boone is nestled in the mountains, the way it is. And, you know, it's really going to be fun. So we're so appreciative to explore Boone and all of the hotels and you know, we've had just great cooperation. Everybody's really excited about it. And the staff at the chamber, I could not live without their help. They're absolutely wonderful.
Well, we are appreciative to do it. And one real quick plug for you to get the website out there. VIP tickets on sale now, more ticket information. But if anybody else wants to get involved, either as a sponsor or volunteer, how can they get in touch with you about this event?
Yeah, you can contact us through the Facebook page. Send us messages, Antlers and Acorns, or the website, antlersandacornsboone.com. And we've got volunteers. We've got lots of things for volunteers to do, and including wrangle songwriters, which might sound like it's really glamorous, but afterwards you will hate me for that job. I often say, you know, little did I know in 1993 when I first heard Nobody Wins, little did I know that one day the majority of my life would be spent yelling at Radney Foster to get in a car. He's a little slow sometimes to actually get Radney and a guitar in the car to go somewhere. So we'd appreciate any help anybody wants to give us.
Well, we certainly appreciate you spending some time with us to update us on where things are. And Radney, it's going to be great to have you back in the high country again. I know you've got a lot of fans this way. And
pleasure will be all mine.
We certainly are looking forward to all of your performances, as well as the ways that I'm sure you'll just pop up from time to time throughout the weekend. So we're looking forward to that. But appreciate you both being here. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, Radney Foster and Sherry Smith joining us talking Antlers and Acorns. Again, more information available online. You can check out the Chamber social media as well, and we'll be sharing things from time to time about more artists that will be released as part of this festival coming up September 9th through the 11th here in Boone. That'll do it for this installment of the program. We'll be right back with you again, same time, same place next week, here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.